Hi, this is Steve.
Hi, Steve. It's Nadine with Local Splash. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I didn't know if this was still going to be a good time for you.
Yeah, it is. I did look through everything you sent off last night, and I guess I'm a little unsure I want to move forward. I read quite a few reviews as well on the company, and I saw some great reviews, but then I saw a bunch of reviews that sort of felt you either had 5 stars or 1 star. You know what I mean? It was just kind of a weird...
Were you looking at the Google reviews?
Well, I don't know. I guess so, probably.
On the Google profile, you mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit here and say that we don't have some that aren't so good, right?
I mean, as long as we've been in business,
it's, you know, considering we have, like, I think it's over, what, 900 reviews? I mean, you're bound to get some that are not going to be as content, right? But,
yeah,
you know, it usually comes with the business when you've been in business that long. So
I get it. Got a 1-star review of my own that I hate, right? It's just, and it's probably not justified. But,
right.
So I guess what I'm trying to get at is I'm just a little skeptical at the moment. And,
right.
So maybe what we could talk about is what does it really take to, you know, to get things going? I know the cost and all that stuff, but once it's...
But what's behind the scenes of it?
Yeah.
Because that's
usually people's problems were really just, hey, you know, this part of the conversation goes great, and then, and you know, and then after that, things don't go so well. And I also know that takes 2 people to make a partnership work, right? So if you're so concerned,
right,
goes in their part, right? So I get all that. I'm just trying to maybe just help me get over the, like, what happens next in terms of the process.
Yeah, and I'll give you the whole process. So I'm what's considered the lead on the account, right? My job is to make sure not just that you're a good fit for our company, but we're also a good fit for you, our program. And then what I do typically is a plan selection, to find the plan that's the most suitable for you and to be able to give you a price point that's comfortable, that's not going to break the bank, but still give you a return on what you would be investing with us. Now, if you decide, okay, yes, let's proceed forward, right? The next step is you and I create an account. We verify your business information. I go over some notes. I read your voice verification recording. It's for your protection, and it outlines our service agreement. In that voice verification, it goes over the billing date, the amount. Now, we'll mention that it's a 2-month verbal agreement. Basically, what we ask from you, Steve, is stick it out 2 months, right? Because as you know, with Google, nothing happens overnight. Doesn't mean tomorrow I flip on the switch and you're on the first page. So from there, we schedule, we call it a client interview onboarding. That appointment is the most important because you would be speaking with one of my technicians. You're going to discuss keywords, areas of target, Facebook ads. That's where the real magic is going to happen, not so much with me. But in that client interview, what we do is we block out an hour. Typically takes about 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little bit longer, just depending on how many questions or, you know, details you have, right?
Yep.
But from that point, that's when the timeline starts. I like to schedule the client interview based on, of course, on your availability and what we have open. If not that same day, by no later than the following day. Because the sooner that we get you through the client interview, the faster that we're moving. Okay?
Sure. Yeah, I understand. Yep.
Now, yes, we're doing all the work, but you're right. We also want you to be involved too and to be responsive. Right? Like if we have updates and we're calling you, like we want you to be able to communicate with us as well. I will tell you this. I've come across some business owners and to me, it's not a good fit when they don't ever pick up their phone. And I'll tell you why. Because then you're basically leaving it all up to us to figure out how you want those ads ran or what all content you want. We're going based off of notes. You know what I mean in that client interview. So if you're not in community, you got to have some type of communication with us as well, because this is your business. You know what I mean? You know it better than anyone, right? So part of it too is people don't communicate, they don't respond, they just basically are in limbo, you know. And those are what we call non-responsive clients, right? So it makes it kind of difficult for us to, like, when we're optimizing. and all of that. I mean, we're basically going off of notes that we have and the last time that we spoke with you. You know what I mean? So, yes, we do want you to still be involved, you know?
So if we talk about that first hour and then on an ongoing basis, what kind of commitment –
I know that they do updates, like they come, like commitment, as far as commitment, like, so once you conduct your client interview onboarding, within 5 to 7 days is when you're listed within the directories, 7 to 14 days, Facebook ads are live. Now, also in 5 to 7 days, you're going to receive your login credentials. So it's not like you're just having to take our word for it. Hey, the program's working, right? You can track those results. What we say for first page placement in the local map, we're going to give you the timeline of 30 to 45 days. That is our promise, okay, 30 to 45. It's in our terms and conditions. I have seen at times where it has happened sooner. Now, you already have the Google Business Profile, right? There is a possibility that it could happen sooner, but I'm still going to give you the timeline of 30 to 45 because we would rather under-promise and over-deliver. So that's what the timeline looks like. What I always say is this. Steve, in the first month, a lot of it is the programming. Now, that's not to say you might not get some calls, okay? When you're going to feel the strength of the program is in that second month. And that's how transparent I'll be with you. That's what I always say. First month, a lot of it is programming, right? And I tell you, I talk to business owners that are like hurting for business, right? They have like absolutely no work and they're like, okay, I want to sign up. I'm like, listen, and they'll tell me I'll sign up when I don't have any work. I'm like, if you're waiting until when you have no work, like that's the worst time to even sign up. You want to sign up when you have some business because this won't happen overnight. And a lot of them are misled like that by other companies. You know what I mean? Because they're telling them, oh yeah, we can get you calls in 2 weeks. That's impossible. I mean, maybe, yeah, if you're running Facebook ads and there is a possibility, but you can't really bank on that. You know what I mean? Because everything is still being processed. But, you know, we do follow-up calls with you. They do review accounts, right? So you have a team here within our company that's dedicated to your account.
Okay. And then, I don't need to take us back to square one, but – so what we're really talking about here is when somebody searches, say, for solar or something like that.
Right.
Or I guess we're talking about the map section of Google that comes up and being listed as one of those first three or whatever that comes up.
Correct. One program I would tell you, and I wish it was available for your category, they just haven't opened it up yet for solar. I don't know if you've ever seen them. It's called Google Guaranteed. They have a green check mark. They're at the very tippy top of the page. And it's a pay-per-lead program that Google created. The only problem is that they don't have it available for solar yet, right? They only have that program opened up for certain categories. And that, I will tell you, is an excellent program because they're the first ones that you see at the top. And it's a pay-per-lead program. So a lead has to be qualified in order for you to be charged for it, meaning that you've either discussed price or it's a whole different process, but it's an excellent program. They just haven't opened it up for solar. I've been waiting, trust me. Because I think that would be a beautiful program for you.
Yeah, I agree. If I go in right now and I type in solar Minneapolis, right?
Uh-huh.
On Google, should I see these map references? I'm just trying to imagine kind of where we sit here. Oh, there. Yeah. So as I scroll down, I see, you know, U.S. Solar Park. Actually, I'm already there.
NetSlide Energy. Mm-hmm. So you're on the first page, right?
Yeah.
So like when I'm looking at it, okay, and of course I don't, because I'm in California, I have to type it in with your state, right? Or with your city.
Okay.
So the first ones that I see, and this is where it could be different for both of us, I see U.S. Solar, right, NextLight Energy, Greenway Solar, okay, those you'll see those first three, right? The first three you'll see, but part of that first page also is clicking on where it says more. So then I see you as number four, Powerfully Green, Solar Bear, and then Bloom Solar, Liddy Solar, and the list goes on. Right? So you have a pretty good online presence there. Of course, if someone's looking within your area or those 5 to 10 miles. But again, how we get you found outside of that is by running those Facebook ads.
Okay. Yeah, it's interesting because I'm already showing up on the third ranking on my own search when I do it from here in the city.
And I see you as the fourth.
Yeah,
but that's pretty good placement considering, and a lot of that has to do too, like even when you think about it like this, right? U.S. Solar has 115, but here you are with 16 reviews and you're number four. I mean, on my end, on your end, you see yourself as three. You got this guy, Solar Bear, that's got none and he's right underneath of you. So when people say, oh, it's reviews that are going to get you up there, not necessarily. It's what keywords are you utilizing, right, when people are performing that search. Reviews are great. Okay. They're the modern day word of mouth. But, I mean, I see people in the first page with no reviews at all.
Yeah, half these companies are out of business as I look at it.
I see a lot of them don't even have reviews. So are a lot of them out of business?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess I'm sort of on the fence.
Okay.
And I think this call this morning was worthwhile. If we're going to do this, I'm going to be out of town next week, and if we're going to do this, I'd rather just get it going this week before I leave, if we're going to do it.
Okay.
Let me chat with one of my guys here who I would need to maintain this, because I'll get too busy on my end to do it. But let me just chat with
I would suggest that, Steve, because one thing I would like to do too, like you know how you mentioned you're really busy, right? So if there is another point of contact, let's say we have an update, right? We need to get in touch with you. We have a question about something, even if we have like a secondary, right, where we could say, hey, you know, whereas you would be the primary, obviously, but even having someone else noted on your account that's able to make changes or updates or what have you would be good too.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Because you are very busy. Right. But yeah. Okay.
Let's do this. Let me look at my calendar. If you don't mind, I'm not going to make you chase me, but if
it's okay.
I might have some.
That's okay.
Between 3 and 5 Central Time today. I know you come in early, so I'm assuming you're out early too. So if you want to call, just check in with me afternoon if you would, and
okay.
I'll have an answer for you. All right?
So
what are you looking for?
Yeah, I do have a doctor's appointment for my husband at 1, which is 3 o'clock your time. How does your schedule look tomorrow?
Even better. So yeah, tomorrow morning is just fine.
Okay. Same time or what time works for you?
Maybe an hour later, just because I've got a couple things going on first thing tomorrow morning.
All right. So why don't I call you 9:30 tomorrow?
Sounds good. All right.
All right.
Very good.
Thanks,
Thank
Steve.
You again. Appreciate
Have
that.
A good day. You too.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Take care.